Good evening, everybody. This is Ross Lally, chair of the Bolton Finance Committee, and I am calling our CAPA, which is our capital improvements program, meeting to order. And I'm going to first, for folks who are not familiar with this, what happens at this meeting is Board of Education, Board of Selectmen present their request for capital monies for, the coming fiscal year, which is fiscal, gosh, it's 26 to 27 already. And the Finance Committee then takes a look at those and just, helps work with both the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen to go through and help separate out needs from wants, and also to take a look at the future of the town and what helps, best with the future, for us. And the other thing that we do look at too is we've tried in the past too, for some of the larger items, to spread out the expenses over several years so you don't get big blips in asks for money. And sometimes that doesn't work because you wind up with budget pressure when we have all the referenda that we've had. And unfortunately, these are some of the first items to go, or they're shoved off into the next year, which then they pile up in, and you look at it next year and, oh, there's too much here, and you wind up kicking some things down the road. And it's a challenge, again, of what, will the voters accept, our taxpayers accept, and what is, good for the future of the town. So with that, I will also notice that we have some new members here from the Board of Education. We have Danae Johnson, we have Ben Davies, we also have a couple of new folks from the new person, David Coles, from the Board of Selectmen. And then we have Melissa, and I'm just blanking on your last name.
Whelan.
Whelan, who is a member at large, and Tyler Egner, who is also a member at large. Rodney Hornier is also one of our members for Selectmen. And then we're going to be hearing some presentations and other input from our from our superintendent of schools, David Caruso, and also from Jim Rupert, who is our town administrator, and we'll have some assists from Jill Collins as well, who is our CFO.
John is also with us tonight.
John Butrymovich, yes. And I did, yes. Got David. And we'll start off with any public participation, either online or in the room. And I am not seeing any public participation in the room or online. So then we will move on to approval of minutes from our January 30, 2025 special meeting, for which nobody here was present except me and Tyler, and Rodney was here. So they not quite a quorum.
Well, we have a quorum. Do you need a majority to approve the minutes, though?
Well, we do have a quorum, but you know what? You're right. We don't need we have a quorum of members, so we don't need a majority to approve the minutes. Correct. So why don't we take a look at the minutes and just have anybody have any questions or comments on them?
Rodney was at the meeting last year, even though he wasn't a finance committee member, he was at the meeting and could probably
recall. And I was here and so was Tyler. So that makes Correct. Three of us who were present.
Correct. So I'll make a motion. We approve the meetings from the January 30th, 2025. Finance Committee special meeting.
Do I have a second?
Yes, second that.
Okay. And that's seconded by Tyler. So any discussion?
Yeah. Actually, one question. Is there a packet that goes with that?
Yes, when you say a packet.
Out.
We do have the packet that was sent by by Jill for this year.
No, the packet that goes with the minutes from last year.
Oh, from last year, no.
Nope. You could find that online at that meeting last year on the 30th of 2025.
Well, hearing no comments or questions on the minutes, I will entertain a vote on them. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
I abstain.
So we have two abstentions. We have Danae and David and anybody else?
Benjamin.
Ben, you're going to.
Abstain.
Okay. Then I think that covers us. So then we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is discussion of the budgets. And who wants to lead off? It looks like on the top of the stack, we do have the Board of Selectmen in a
So
request
for
that.
so I've made the packets with the reports on top and then all the sheets that I received that go behind it. And then for the selectmen, then there's one for the Board of Ed, and then there's for bonding, what we're going for bonding for, so that there's a report on top, Excel spreadsheet on top of the actual detail of the budget, of the projects.
Yep. And Jill, you and I had mentioned how the assessor got her request in late. Is that included in here?
Yes, it is.
But is the number included in the summary? Because we had talked about not updating the totals.
So only the prior period number is on that on the Excel spreadsheet because I
So
wanted
that
to
will.
discuss that
Yep.
because I think that what she's wants to put in the budget for the through 29 is too high because she didn't have on her budget sheet prior, previous allocations. And so in order to do, I just think 17.5 for the next 3 years is too high. We
Okay,
don't
why
need
don't we?
so.
Yeah, we'll talk. Well, good point. So we'll talk about it when we get there.
It's number one.
Okay. Oh, then let's talk about
Sure.
it. We're there.
Okay. So I don't know if you want to go just through all of the projects first and then start, or if you want to just start at number one and go down.
I think we found it more effective to go through the whole list one at a time, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I was just going by what I've heard and what I was going to suggest is start at the top and just work through. And then if you have questions, we can dig further because we have all these the project detail behind each of the requests. So, Jill, you were stating about the
Okay.
assessor's office.
So, if you look at what the assessor wrote in the comments, she's saying that we need, let's see, she said that we need equivalent by 29. Let's see, I'm sorry. So, or, I'm sorry. Well, grand list 70. So, by 29, we need $70,000. So, if we take the $35,235, if you will, it's only a penny off. And we did we've been doing 11,600 every year. So we could do that and we'd have enough. We'd meet that 70,000 if we did it for the next 3 years. We'd have enough for the 70,000 with the previous balance. She has in 17.5. You can do that if you want. I just think it's too high. You could, and then though she's saying it's going to be 77 the next 5 years is going to be 77, approximately 77,000. So she's saying you need 19,250, and you can do what you want, but I would suggest maybe upping it a little higher than the 11.6, maybe go 13, so that what's left over at the end of the reval in 29, you'll just have it to. The balance to go forward for the next reval. And so that you're not jumping from 11,600 to 17. Or,
Yes.
but it's up to you.
Question. Is this a different packet than was sent out last week?
No.
You added in the assessor's stuff now.
Yes, I did. But, oh, I'm sorry. So, yes, It is hold. I can bring it up because there
Okay.
it's in
Yeah,
the
that'd be
packet
helpful.
there, but it's also was added online to the packet. It was
Oh,
put
okay. I can go
online.
check from the website then.
But, oh, I can bring it up if you want. It's totally up to you. I can bring it up.
Actually, why don't we put it up on the screen if you
That'd
can?
be good
Because
to have
then,
up.
all right, give me one second.
It's a
Thanks,
good
Joe.
idea for the public record if anybody wants to happens to join later. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to see what we're discussing. So then basically, Jill, you're suggesting that we account for the 35,000 that we have in prior funds and then split the difference over fiscal years 27, 28, and 29.
Well, I was thinking if you go a little higher, then the balance you have, so it's not a huge jump from 29 to fiscal year 30.
So
'Cause
you're
now you've
saying just go
taken
with
some.
like 13,000 or something
Well,
like
and
that.
yes, and then if
Because
you
then
did
you'll have 39,000 plus the existing 35,000 and change, which will come out to about, around the 70,000 or so that she's looking for.
correct. And then if you did 15-4 with the balance, then you'd go from 13 to 15-4 instead of 13 to 19,250. Sorry, I'm talking to you and I'm not bringing up the information. Give me one second. So, I mean, it's up to you. It's just a huge jump, and that's what I was thinking. Do you really want to make that huge jump from one year to the next?
I personally like the 13 better than 17.5.
Same. And I do like that it would be less of a jump from 13 to 15.
And if you wanted to, we can explain that, we had unused funds that contributed to keeping the cost down for the fiscal years 27 through 29. It's an easy ex explanation for it.
Give me one second. I have to go online to get it because I can't get it. I don't have access. It's not something I can get from home, so I just have to get it because it was put online. So give me one second.
And while I'm doing that, I will encourage folks to sort of look ahead. And some of the numbers that we're dealing with are relatively small in the big picture of things. So I would just suggest that we focus more of our attention on the larger items because we sometimes have a tendency to nitpick some of the smaller ones and lose sight of, some of the time for the bigger ones to have the discussion.
So here's the assessor's budget or the assessor's capital reserve item.
So, folks, are folks comfortable with the suggestion? You said, Jill, you're thinking about 13,000 for FY 27 through 29.
Correct.
And that takes into account the balance of 35,235 and leaves us a little extra to apply going forward from 2030.
Correct.
Folks, okay with that?
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
David, Ben? Okay, let's move on. So we got a lot to go over. So the next one is like buildings and ground out front mower with attachments.
So is this one we want like to break out over, 2 years if the request is to have it funded by 28.
I would just say that we should look for opportunities to do so to help spread these out. Because, like I said, we sometimes tend to shove things from one year to the next when push comes to shove with the current budget during a referenda.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying go 27 and 28 or 28 and 29?
27 and 28.
So you're just saying move some of it to half of it to 27.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure we're moving it forward, not moving it backward.
Right.
So then that would do, what is that? 39 in FY27 and 39 in FY28. Anybody concerned with that or no? Or questions and not seeing any. So let's move on then.
Well, the overall concern is we're starting with $1 million on 27 already. So
yeah, we'll take care of some of that.
Yeah, okay.
I can help you with some of that.
All right, so we'll go 39 and 39.
Yeah, it would be nice if I get a credit check.
Okay, so let's go on to the building and grounds pickup truck.
Is that the one we fixed?
It's the one that you fixed up. That
Mr. Butkimovich is here. If you'd like to get explanation from him, he's more qualified to discuss this one.
All right. John?
It's actually the truck that I normally drive. It's a 2016. It'll be up for the 10-year replacement cycle. Actually, it should have been this year, but we pushed it off a year.
And we did do some repairs to it at the end of last year to make it last.
Correct.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say, because we did that with a number of vehicles in order to reduce the ask for this current fiscal year. And there's a limit to how long you can do that. Any questions?
So that's a $73,000 number?
Correct.
All right.
So then can we break up the later number, similar to what we're doing with other ones, to try to reduce the burden 4 years from now?
You're talking about the 83,000?
Correct.
So you would suggest what, splitting that 50-50 between 29 and 30?
You can even go one third, go either 28, 29, 30 or 29, 30, 31.
I think it would be good when we get these larger ones to do what we can with, you know, spreading them out. And that includes taking a look at fiscal year 2027, which to Jim Rupert's point is we've already got $1 million there compared to the numbers that we have in some of the following years.
The 2031, that's our... one of our plow trucks, it's in really good shape right now. It's an aluminum body. Yeah. It's not rusting out like the one I'm currently driving. If you wanted to split that one up between 30 and 31, I don't see an issue with that at all.
Yeah, so I would even say we could go 29, 30, 31, make it be like, what, 27 something, I think, per year.
Oh, one third of the cost in 29, one third in 30, and one third in 31.
Right.
Folks comfortable with that?
Yes.
And John, you're okay with that?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Okay, let's move on then. Building and grounds, Gator ATV vehicle.
Oh, Skag.
Oh, Skag. Sorry, missed the Skag mowers.
Oh. Pages for this?
No, I'm trying to go through here. If you want, go for it. And we can both know where we are.
You could reduce that 18 to by the 2,400.
Right.
So 17, 14, 16. Oh, okay. Because you don't need the mower until 28, John.
Correct. And it's, I didn't know we had the 2,400 already allocated.
All right.
So then, what was John's suggestion?
To leave it in 2028 and subtract the 2,401 from it. So you'd have, what is that, 15 and change in 28?
I'm actually doing the spreadsheet as we go. So when we're all done, I can pull it up. So I'll do it out as we go, and then we'll look at it as a whole. Okay.
Yep. So you got you're okay with that one, Jill.
Yep. Got it.
All right. Then now we can go on to the gate.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. I have to thank Rodney for playing Vlana here. He's moving my sheets for me. So, any questions on that? 20,000 in 28.
IMP, is that Indian Notch Park?
Indian Notch Park.
Okay. A park.
And so then if no questions, let's go on to the firehouse air conditioner replacement. We're starting to get into some larger numbers. Do we have somebody who can speak to that?
John would be the most appropriate individual.
That unit was installed back in 2007. It's still operating well. We're not having any issues, but it is getting to the end of its life cycle.
You said 2007?
Correct.
That's 23 years.
Well, yeah, at least at 35.
You think it'll last that long, or should we move that sooner?
No, I think 2030s. I mean, like I said, no issues with that one.
Okay. Then let's go into the firehouse roof, because this has been an object of discussion over the past couple of years.
So it needs to remain in the capital budget because we're looking to get that funded. We're going to be going out to bid for that here shortly. But we're looking to use entitlement funds to get that project done. But I'm not sure that we have to have it funded in the 2027 year. So I would just move that funding out to another year.
So the concern is you do have to have it funded.
No, we have to have it in the capital.
It has to be a peer in the capital budget.
Okay, that's what I meant. It has to be an item in the capital budget in order for you to use the grant.
But we don't. I believe that we are well within the guidelines to get that funded through entitlement funds, and we have plenty of money to do that. There's actually a couple of projects here that we're going to be going out to bid for through entitlement funds. It's the roof, the two roofs, and the doors here at Town Hall.
Okay. So you want to move that then to 2028?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay. Questions, comments? I'm not seeing any, and I can't see everybody on the screen because I have the attendees moved off to the side so that everything projects in here. So if you do have something and I'm not seeing you, please just open your mouth. The next one, number 8. Firehouse, e-hydraulic cutters, spreaders, rams, and rescue jet.
I know they've asked for that for a couple of years now. That was one of the last things to get kicked off the last
year. They've got an allocation for this year to buy part of it, and then they're giving us a break for next year, and they've got the rest of it funded for the following year.
So some of it will be purchased this fiscal year?
Yes, with the allocation that they already have. Yes, okay. That's accurate.
Is that the 32,000?
The 32,000, yeah. That's what shows us prior funds.
Right.
So they want the rest in 2028 to purchase the other half. And it's, I think it's good.
Okay. Yeah, because they have asked for it.
With good reason.
Yeah. Then let's go on to the fire suppression water supply.
We've got one project probably planned for this year. There's plenty of money already in fire funds. I would not recommend any additional funds at this time.
So you're saying
so leave the 284 in the current year or move it?
Well, it's already prior funds.
Okay.
Well, we skip the
rate. And there's no requested allocation.
Can you skip one?
Yeah.
I don't see that one.
No,
it's number 9.
It's page 11. It's
oh, this one's
The packets are in different orders.
Are they out of order?
Yeah.
They're,
we didn't, you're not gonna find a corresponding sheet for every item that's on.
Oh, got it.
Correct.
Capital budget.
No, okay, so number 9 is on your Excel sheet. That's the only place we're gonna find that.
Correct.
Yes, because it's already money allocated in the capital reserve account.
Okay, so we just
funds
so do we just leave it there or do we move it?
Going forward,
it's okay. Prior funds.
Okay. So that just sits where it is, right?
Correct.
So the money is still needed for projects.
We don't know how much.
For the fire suppression water supply projects.
Right. So so just for the edification of the members of this board that don't know how that came to be. So there used to be a requirement that when developers were building things that they were required to put in cisterns for fire suppression water. Those regulations have been backed off in the zoning regulations, and the Board of Selectmen decided they were going to start funding those. We looked at a project this year to do, which was to put in a dry hydrant into the pond down on Route 6 that is over near Bolton Collision. That pond it's turned out to be too shallow. We can't put one in there. We're currently working on getting access to Lower Bolton Lake through an easement at 890 Boston Turnpike. So if we can get that easement, we're looking at funding a project there. But there was a group several years ago that met and designated areas for fire suppression water. And we have built quite a few of them. We have many still to go. And the idea was to put $50,000 a year into the budget so that we could build on. I want to say there was about 14 places in town that were identified as locations for fire suppression water to help in the case of a fire, supply water for fire suppression. We were gaining money in this account faster than we could build out the infrastructure that we're looking at. And the when you put a 30,000 gallon cistern in the ground for fire suppression water, they cost somewhere in the area of $80,000 to $100,000. So we essentially have enough money in here probably for two cisterns and a couple of dry hydrants. And the next one that we're working on probably after
Boston Turnpike
after Boston Turnpike is probably a water supply here in the center of town because there's really no water here in the center of town. If that helps having the history.
Yeah. So is there any need to move any of this to other years? Or what are we looking to do?
I would do nothing with this line item. That's my recommendation.
Well, yeah, we're not funding it with more money.
No, that's right. I just wanted to know whether you wanted to fund you. I got that we're not funding it more. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if there was a point to allocating it out over future years or not. So then let's go on to the next one. So it looks like we'll leave it as is. So next one is number 10, the firehouse radio communications.
So this is replacing all of their radios.
Does anybody have any information as to what's covered under this?
Only just what you have on your sheet.
That is number 10.
It's up on the screen.
Wow. Those are big numbers. Sitting down in the room.
So it's basically to allow us to communicate effectively for emergency actions.
It looks like we have 50,000 previously allocated, and we're asking for almost 100,000 in FY27. So that could offset, correct? Prior
that,
fund?
That 98,580 is in addition to the existing funds. I believe I just received a purchase order for some of that $50,000 today in an envelope that's on my desk.
It is the total assets 180, almost 188,000, which is represented by the three numbers that are there.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So they must be having to do pieces at a time.
Yeah, that's what I'm gathering from looking over this, because he mentions that there's some phases to coordinate with work that Tallinn County is doing.
That's right. Accurate.
And they applied for FEMA grants but have been not successful in the past? Sounds like, but looks like.
We applied for a FEMA grant for this last year, yes. So actually, it was actually through Tallinn County. They actually grouped several fire departments together that were looking for this communications project, thinking that, you know, as a group, the project would carry more weight with FEMA than as an individual town.
Any further questions on that item?
I mean, do we look to break up some of this over, or is this, I mean, $98,000 is FY27?
Maybe we get some kind of clarification if that, you know, can be broken up, or if
right.
that's like one of the phases,
yeah,
or like,
yeah, exactly. Is this the total?
All at once?
Yeah, because right. It's not clear what the phasing is in,
right.
you know, in the description, and if these numbers reflect that phasing.
So we have three of these Kappa meetings scheduled?
Two.
One more.
So it would be good to have the fire.
So we'll know Kappa next week.
Yeah, we do on Tuesday.
Would you like me to see if the chief or representative
if you could.
Is available for the
yep.
next meeting?
If it's available for the next meeting, or can just drop in now.
I can do that too.
So while Mr. Rupert is taking care of reaching out to our fire department, let's move on to the fire suppression vehicle acquisition.
So it's the beginning of a deposit.
These looks like they're smaller vehicles.
Yeah, because I guess what it, so. To purchase vehicles to be used by the fire department to best protect our citizens? Like, what does that mean?
It's not very clear. So I don't know whether it's a down payment or whether right. they're smaller vehicles.
My understanding is they want to put away money every year for another fire truck.
Which would make sense, because then if you can do that.
You got to remember, you haven't paid for the last fire truck yet.
We should be shelling this money into the loan.
Right.
Well, that we don't have
still
to. Well, I'm just, so Rodney just brought up a good point, because
yeah.
I was looking at this as like, yes, it makes sense to spread this out over several years so that you don't have one big cost up front that you have to bond for or take out a loan of some kind for. But then Mr. Fournier pointed out that we already have a vehicle that is not paid for yet, and that this would be a better allocation of those funds to pay for what we have before taking on additional debt.
Yeah, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we owe $630,000 on the engine that we currently have, and we have money that we're planning to pay down on that we budgeted for. So we're going to pay some of that down this year, correct?
35,000 down, so you owe $595,000 on the other trucks, Phil.
Thank you.
And where is that coming from?
It's already put away.
Well, it's in the budget, so it's in the debt part of the budget. So you wouldn't put it here to pay down the debt. You would put it here to buy a new vehicle. So there's $35,000 we put in the budget this year to pay down on the fire truck, because we've been for the last 2 years just pushing a loan down the street and just paying interest, waiting to bond.
Yeah, and then we pay a good chunk of change every year when we do that again.
When we redo the bond.
Yeah.
Correct. But there's not much protection if you put it towards the regular budget that we're going to put this extra towards the already bought fire truck. When it comes time for budget season, that tends to be something that's been pushed to the side, where something here is a little bit more finite, saying let's look towards the future and prepare. So I understand that the two sides of it, and what we want to do is pay off what we have first. Correct. But it's harder to protect that payment.
Right.
Sometimes in our
budget. We don't have a choice with the loan now. After 2 years, we have to pay down.
So there's nothing to protect.
We don't have a choice. This we have a choice in capital reserve, but paying down on that debt, we have no choice.
So my suggestion,
if we have no choice, shouldn't we report what we actually have to pay out of, and if it's out of capital budget, show that it has to be paid?
It is in capital budget. But we'll later look at what, because they planned on bonding the balance, and there's this tab here for this spreadsheet. And when we'll look at that after, well, what we plan to bond for, but that's, they planned on bonding it, and we haven't bonded yet.
I'm going to say, I'll throw it out on the table that, you know, to remove this until you pay for the existing truck.
Or get a bond.
Or get a bond.
Yeah, get a plan for the existing truck before you ask for more.
Right.
So then, I can take out the 27 year 30,000 for now. The rest, it doesn't matter. That's just placeholders, if you will. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah,
because we've already got like a million bucks to whittle down.
Okay.
So we'll take the 30,000 out then for FY 27.
Okay.
So then comfortable with that?
Yeah.
All right, then let's move on to Fire Commission fire turnout gear, washer and dryer.
So they wash all their own gear at the firehouse, correct?
Well, yeah, I think for the most part that's correct. And this is about, you know, this is about cancer prevention, because when you enter a burning structure, you know, you're ending up with a lot of carcinogens on your equipment and your clothing.
So this is not a home washer and dryer.
This is not a home washer and dryer. I mean, you know, for $12,625, my recommendation, Mr. Chairman, would be to leave that in the budget.
I'm good.
Folks good with that?
So because of the dollar amount, hit the threshold for the dollar amount, that's going to fall under capital improvement, which is a general fund item, which if not purchased within the year of 27, it goes back into the back, it goes back into surplus. Whereas capital reserve goes on until you spend it or reallocate it. Capital improvement is in the general fund, and it's like a regular budget item, like any department item. It will go away if not used in next year.
I don't think that's going to be an issue.
I don't think so either, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Seeing it's a good point, though.
Yeah, very good point.
Yep.
Relatively small amount, and it makes sense for the purchase. So let's move on to some of the other items. Heritage Farm restoration, there's nothing in there for next year. But again, this looks like this is trying to set aside some money.
There is $50,000 for next year.
About the radio tower restoration.
Oh, the radio tower.
Yeah, we skipped that one. Fire Commission radio tower.
Oh, sorry about that. Let's do the fire. That's the one I meant. Sorry.
Right, but there's nothing there for the snap stores.
Yeah, right.
And they've broken it out into 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep going. Go on to Heritage Farm.
This is just what they do every year, isn't it?
They're looking to accumulate funds in order to move the master plan that's been adopted forward.
So in previous years, I think we just left this here for the moment.
Right.
And
Because they're trying, I know what they're trying to make better use of the facilities there, just fix them up so that you can start making some money on them,
What
particularly.
is that master plan that they're
It's a
moving forward? Do we know?
30-page book.
Think it's on the town's website. But they do have a master plan that they worked very hard putting together with some consultants. They've gone and had it presented to the Board of Selectmen, and the Board of Selectmen did approve it. So it includes eventual bathrooms, it includes a pavilion, it includes restoration of the barn to use as an event space. The house is kind of undecided, but the house is. All of the structures over there at this point have been stabilized. They were in really poor condition, but they've been stabilized. So structures are in pretty good shape. I don't know if Mr. Butrimovich, who goes to their meetings, might have more to offer.
No, that's pretty much it. They try to use this money in the capital for matching grants, but they're trying to follow their master plan that they came up with a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I just don't think people are gonna.
What's that?
I think this would be hard pressed to pass in the current state that we're in. That, we're looking at $425,000 over 5 years. I mean, I think some of the plans sound good, but I mean that's.
So I can tell you, we did just go up, we did just get an estimate for the bathroom facility. It's over $800,000.
Yeah. Right. So this is wouldn't even come close to doing what they're looking to do.
No, but it should be putting a little bit away every now and then, so.
Yeah, I don't know about $50,000 or 75 or 100.
What was in there last year? Nothing.
I think this same. I think this whole thing was in there last year, and we pushed it out a year,
right?
I do
Correct.
too.
If I remember
Correct.
correctly.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's any thoughts?
And I think that we were already, as I said, looking at a large amount of money for next year as for starters. So I guess the question is, do you want to move that 50,000, kick the 50,000 down the road, split it up over the next 4 years, or what do you want to do with it?
But they've
Just take
already
it out?
filled all
Well, I
the
mean,
gears with even bigger amounts. So
right.
that 50 is the smallest
Yeah. Well,
one
that's
we're
why I'm just asking
making.
because.
So now we're looking at 100,
Yeah.
125. I mean.
Yeah, I would say we at least have to keep that and even consider going higher so that there's more money in the future.
Keep the 50
Yeah.
and go higher. I don't know.
Go higher in the future? Higher than 7,500, 100? Yeah, I don't.
So I'm hearing mixed feelings
John,
about this and not a consensus.
do you know if they have a project in mind for the next step to move the master plan forward?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. Yeah,
Not
John.
positive. It keeps flipping between they know they don't have enough money for the bathhouse. The bathhouse and the pavilion are the two big things on their list.
And the pavilion may be funded by a grant
Next year,
next year.
which would be a big step. So I would think at minimum we want to try to leave them enough money to fund grants if they get it. Not leave enough, but let's split that 50 in half or
Right.
something. In the future years, we'll see what's going on with the mill rate. I don't know.
Change it to
Can I
25 and
ask a
100
question?
next year.
I'm sorry, John?
So cut this year's in half to 25 and put it to 100 next year instead of 75. You could always move 70 the next year
Right.
around.
That would be a
Right.
thought.
So, folks comfortable with going with 25K?
Danae had a
And
question.
then you go
You can
next
skip
year
the
100.
question.
What, Danae?
So my question, because I'm very new to this, as we're looking at the each fiscal year and this subtotal at the bottom, do we have a goal number there or a range that we're trying to get to as we're like, yes to this number and no to that number, just trying to figure out.
There's a minimum amount that's required based on the the proposed budget. Jill, what's the percentage of the budget the capital
So
has
it's
to?
1 mil based on the grand list, and we don't have the grand list. That's the minimum. The maximum that the capital reserve can be is 4 mils, but we don't have the grand list yet, so I can't tell you what it is.
What was the number last year, Jill? Like 640?
I do have that, believe it or not, right
Because I
here.
think it
I
was
believe it
around that
was
thousand.
612.
612.
When you
Okay,
say
so
that was then,
Mills is
612.
above.
referring to the grand list and not to
Correct.
millions.
Well, correct. So it would be six. Last year, the minimum we could do 1 mil was $612,000.
So you can do approximately
Yeah,
the
we can.
same idea for the grand list this year because there shouldn't be any substantial changes because there's no reval,
Right.
Well, that doesn't
I mean,
necessarily
it's but it's probably
mean
pretty. But it shouldn't
it gives me a
fluctuate
better
that.
idea than what we were doing before.
Right.
I feel like I was playing Monopoly with my phone.
We usually end up somewhere 650 to 700,000, unless there's, like last year, the school had a really big project that they really needed funded. So we ended up with more money in capital last year than in many years previous.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. So then, are we going to leave as is or move the money the way that I heard suggested that you leave this at 50, or do you want to move put it at 25 and then 28 becomes 100? I
I
didn't.
would vote for that. That would be my.
Folks comfortable with that, going to 25,000 for the coming year and then move the other 25 to fiscal year 28?
Yes, if we need to adjust
Yeah.
down
All right.
the
Jill, you got that?
Sorry. Of course enough.
Yes.
All right, let's go on Herrick Park Furnace.
No. We're still good on that, John, for 29, right?
Correct.
Any questions? Then let's move on to Herrick Park roof replacement.
That's perfect just the way it is, because we'll be looking to bid that out as also along with the firehouse roof. So I think that's good just the way you got it.
Using the what kind of money is it? Wait.
The
Entitlement
entitlement
funds.
Okay, then let's go on to the Herrick Park soccer fields.
No, nothing more is needed there.
And we have the money we're currently
Yep,
there.
we're good. And
Okay.
that project has gotten wetlands approval, and we'll be looking to go out to bid here shortly.
Was that funded by some of the grant money that we got, or
Correct.
yes, that
We
500 and
got a steep grant, and
yeah.
this was our matching portion.
Okay.
It wasn't the rec grant.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we want to start putting, or do you, should they start putting money in though to
That
do
was
the
a
upper
steep
fields?
ramp.
Do the upper fields?
Well, we've got we
Yeah.
those have to be renovated. So one of the things that came out of this when we were able to get the grant funding for new soccer fields is those new soccer fields really aren't going to be able to be used for a year because the turf has to get established. But our current soccer fields suffer from a lack of appropriate drainage. And so so what John's asking is, should we start looking at, in going along with the theme of planning ahead, should we start looking at starting to put some money aside for that future project of redoing the existing soccer field with appropriate training? Those soccer fields get used very heavily.
John was throwing how much at that?
What were we
500?
saying? 275 in that area?
I think we're somewhere around a $300,000 mark to get that done.
So we should maybe stretch that out for the other field should be ready within by 27. So
Chief will be with you in just a minute.
we should probably throw
You're on
that
speakerphone.
in 28, 29.
Yeah.
So
So
they're not left
hold
without
on.
any fields to
Correct.
use.
Hold
There's nothing
on.
in there now.
Right, nothing
Right.
is there now. It would be a project add. And we can generate a sheet if we want for the next meeting and discuss it further at the next meeting.
So why don't we do that?
Yeah.
I think it'll be easier to have the visual.
Yeah.
Got that, John?
Yep.
So am I
Mr.
putting
Chairman,
any,
I do have the
any
chief
changes?
On the phone. If you'd like to ask him some questions, I have him on speakerphone.
So we are going back to which item are we going back to?
Do you have
radio?
You've had two items.
The radio equipment?
Yes.
I'm going to pass this down so the phone is in front of Mr. Chairman and the speaker.
And the cars and the vehicles.
Yeah, okay. So we had two questions for you, Chief.
Good evening.
Good evening. So the first one was around the radio equipment and the phasing thereof. So you have like 50,000 currently there, then you're asking for another 98.5 and change in 27, and then further down the road in 2029, an additional 39,000.
Let me see if I can bring that up here, Mr. Chairman, turn me so I can look at it with you.
Yeah, because the question was around when was the money needed and why. Because I know some of it from what your write-up says, it's tied into other upgrades and such that Tolland County is doing.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Where is this sheet? I got, I'll go off the top of my head. I'm sitting, I set a computer.
It should be on page 8. I'm sorry, not page 8.
I'm sitting on the computer with a
page 10.
Open up here. I want to open up the radio console project and open up the console at a different resolution. Here we go. It's quite honesty for you. All right, so the radio project itself, 98, yeah, okay. The radio project itself is an ongoing project, years and years and years of project. Radio equipment has changed drastically as far as the frequencies that are available, as far as the radio equipment and its serviceability. The state police are on an 800 megahertz frequency, which is crystal clear communication, which goes through multiple towers. And any question you have on this, stop me. Multiple towers throughout the state of Connecticut. There are many municipalities. Jim, help me out. I believe Coventry, Willington, and maybe Ashford are on these, are on the 800 frequency also, where they've turned around and put their fire department, their police department, their public works department, and their school systems all on the same radio frequencies with the ability to talk at different frequencies within an 800, but a heck of a lot clearer than what we have now. This project started back, oh, I'm going to guess, excuse me, 7 or 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, where the state was putting together this program. And I was asked at that point, Jim, I don't think you were available then, how many different radios would the town of Bolton want to secure frequency bandwidths for? And I think at talking with the all the different agencies in town, I think we're up at 238 radios or something like that the town of Bolton could actually use between all the school projects, the highway, and building the grounds, et cetera. So I locked in at that period of time a bandwidth for the town of Bolton. Slowly to get up there, I've asked for a radio project, which the previous selectmen have put in place. They allocated $50,000 to us, and coming forward another 2027, I think it is $98,000. This includes a pretty close estimate to what the radios cost. I've turned around and working with Jim and fire department and others, we've upgraded our mobile radios, which are the ones that are in your apparatus in our first two response trucks, to this 800 radio system. We had that completed. In fact, paperwork's on Jim's desk, and I came in under $50,000. Forward for 98,000, we're looking at portable radios, and that's just for the fire department. I didn't budget for the other departments. It's up to the other departments if they want to come in line with it. But just for the fire department to upgrade to this 800 tri or Oh, I'm forgetting the terminology here. Excuse me a second. That's what happens when you're on
frequency.
Meditation minor.
Hertz.
Too much I've called. Not tri-band. Two zones, two frequencies. So your UHF frequency and 800 frequency. This would be hopefully upgraded for us in another 2 years. So all of our radios would be compatible, and it'd be good for an extremely long period of time. Extremely long period of time. I'm talking many, many years as we're going forward. Number of the radios, we have upgraded handheld units here and there over the last couple of years, but this would be the big one. I am waiting with anticipation. In fact, I made a phone call the other day, Mr. Chairman, to one of the other chiefs. We have put in for a grant through FEMA to include the town of Summers, the town of Tolland, and the town of Bolton, combining all of our radios together with hopefully a little more clout to get portable radios. Because of the shutdown of the government back several months ago, they delayed the conversation and the announcements of, awards for these FEMA grants. So still in anticipation, we have not got a rejection yet or letter yet, which is a positive. So over the next month and a half or so, I'm really hoping I can come back to you and say, guess what? We just got a FEMA grant. It's going to be a match, which is, our match. I can't tell you what the match was. I got to look at other paperwork here.
It's what?
Other match, the match on there, which is minuscule compared to $98,000. And I'm going to tell you at that point, I hope that we will not need $98,000 in capital expense. But going forward without this grant, yes. We'll be looking for these radios. Yep. I don't know if that answers your question there, Russ.
It answers mine. I don't know if it answers the questions the other members of the committee had.
I'm open for questions.
The radios all need to be done at the same time?
Basically, they do. And the big part on that, the mobile radios in the trucks are the lifeline to the dispatch centers. Yeah. We are undergoing right now, I'll tell you how important this is. We're undergoing right now the Tolland County Dispatch Center up in Tolland, which dispatches up to 17 plus fire departments, right? Has a $5 million grant with the state, which we're turning around and upgrading our infrastructure for all of our radio towers. We just did the upgrade. The first one to be done is what we call TN East, which will be Coventry, Andover, Mansfield, Bolton, Hebron and Andover to this 800 system. So we can talk in the 800 system and it bounces back between frequencies. But the biggest part of that is it will go to a closest radio site. When the radio is keyed to talk to somebody, the signal will go to a closest radio site and bounce off the other sites to give a very, very clear radio receiver or reception back to the dispatch center. That's huge. What we just did, and the rest of the county, hopefully within the next year, year and a half, will all be done, you know, completed up that way. So the mobile radios, I think, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the portable radios, if we do five at a time, I never know which five people are going to be going into harm's way, into a basement fire, up on a roof for in a chimney fire, into a second floor for some type of fire, a kitchen fire. I want the best radios going inside for all these guys and gals that are spending time and their volunteers to really help out here. Yes. Yes. All at one time. Yep.
You started off with a number of 238 radios, and that was for everybody, right?
For the tunnel.
What's your number? What's your number for the fire department? Of radios.
Hold on a second. I'll tell you that.
70?
Let me go back 77. Here.
I'm going to do, I got Scott air packs in my head right now.
Is it a number?
46.
Radio towers.
Yeah.
46, you had?
46 and 31 mobiles. So that would be 77.
Portable, yeah.
Those 77 total.
77.
Somebody got that figure for me?
Yeah, 77 total.
46 a year.
Thereabouts, probably right, because if you take apparatus, I've got six on each apparatus. But I'm 3, 6, 7, 8. Is 48. I've got, I'm just going off the top of my head, with officers, 11 times 2 is 22. That's 60 right there. 70 is a good figure to go along. 70 something, yeah, ballpark.
77 portables?
Mid 70s and okay. Portables, yes, sir.
Okay, because you currently have, it says you currently have 46.
You're catching me off guard here tonight.
Yeah, no, that's okay. All right. Yeah.
More than happy to come back and talk to you.
Yeah, I was just curious if we had to spend the, if we could spread it out over the course of 2 years or something.
So, Pete Dixon.
We'll do some research. Yeah, we can do it over the year after.
We have a question. We have a question for you.
Let me entertain that and I'll get back to you.
All right, we have a question for you.
Truthfully, I'd rather wait 2 or 3 months before I get back to you. I know you're in capital project right now. 2 or 3 months to see what FEMA's doing for the grant.
Yeah.
I would really love to come back and give that money to somebody else. But if and not, capital, I'm going to need it. I'll get back to you.
And capital budget is something that we in the finance committee can in the future go and change by line item. So it's not critical that we resolve it at this moment, but we do need to get a good idea. You had a question
no,
today?
No, it goes to the selectmen by the January 30th. The finance committee is done with it. The selectmen.
No, when I'm talking about when you get into the budget cycle.
Way later.
Right. But we have
later
to
on.
Them. Yeah.
Later.
Well, later.
It's the selectmen's job after you release it. But yes, right. later you can make changes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Goes to selectmen next in the process. They do what they need to do with it and then comes out with the number that we present to the public. And then what I'm saying is after that, it still can be adjusted.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm looking at a number right here. I sent you back in 2022. It had listed 46 portables. Currently, we have 46 portables. I think it's more than that because of other apparatus. But I'll get your real number and entertain the other gentleman's question and give me a week or so.
All right. So, Danae, you had a question?
Yeah, I had a question about the tower that you just mentioned that was overhauled. You said last year.
I didn't hear the question.
The question was about the radio tower that you said was overhauled or upgraded.
That's a whole different subject. Yep, correct. We're looking at further down the line. That was put in for, Ross, do you have that year? I think it's a couple years down the road.
Oh, God.
It's 20 years.
28.
Right. Yeah, but 2029. We had a radio tower that was put in back about when the town built the firehouse. There has been no service upgrade to that radio tower as far as painting or corrosion, new wiring for antennas, grounding system, which when I have radio vendors out here, they look at my grounding system first. Upgrade the grounding system. So if we were to take a lightning strike, that would take out pretty much all the radios inside of our emergency operations center in the firehouse. But that's put off, and that's a pretty good, pretty small figure, tell you the truth, for doing that work that we could do. Yep.
Any other questions? If not, then Chief, if you would come back at our next meeting, which is like next week, I believe.
20th.
The 20th?
What time, Rod?
What is it? 7. 7.
Yeah, okay. Very good. I'll do that. I'll be in touch with you before that.
I think.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for your efforts, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. All right. Let's continue on. Got a lot more to go through, and we're getting to some of the bigger ticket items now because we're going to go on to the highway excavator, which is $340,000, which represents a good chunk of the $1 million. So that's what I was going to say, trying to keep an eye on.
No, it's not an excavator. The excavator we already bought. We're just making
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong line.
Okay.
Let's go back to the excavator. So the excavator we did buy, and this is just paying for it?
Yep.
Correct. Just the payments we have left.
Okay. So then nothing we can do with that then?
Not really. No, we have a lease in place. So
okay,
no.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yep, so that's exactly. Already in place. So then we can move on to the highway dump / plow truck 10 wheeler, which is the big ticket item.
I'm not recommending we fund that currently. That truck, if you remember, was in the budget last year, Mr. Chairman. We ended up cutting it from the budget But we ended up spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and
Because you fixed up the
and
existing.
almost a month and a half in time for our mechanic fabricator to redo that truck. We do have probably 3 to 5 years before we have to replace it.
So we should put that in.
I'm not recommending replacing it in next year's budget.
So would it make sense to then split that $340,000 into three pieces and put in one third of it each in 28, 29, and 30?
That's a strategy for the finance committee to decide, but I think that would be a wonderful idea.
Jim, is that the one truck? I'm assuming because he had a balance, previous balance that we didn't fund last year. So if you look at the project that he submitted, is that just one truck for 340? I'm thinking it
one,
is.
That's one truck, yeah.
That was one truck.
Okay. So just you can just let me know how you want to split that out.
So the suggestion is, Jill, which I saw some nods for, which is to just take the 340,000 and split it into thirds and use one third each in 2028, 9, and 30.
Okay, I can do that.
And leave nothing in 27.
Okay. I can do that.
So then let's go on to the one-ton cab and chassis with utility body, $85,000.
It is a heavily used truck. It is out on the plow route every time it snows. It does out of the private roads. It does cul-de-sacs. It does intersections.
That's the one that I see at the corner of Notch and Country Club all
yes,
the time, cleaning up after yeah. the bigger plows go
so
through.
It, you know, it's not, I mean, it currently has age on it. It currently has decay on it. It has not seen a tremendous number of repairs. It would not hurt to keep it in the budget, at least until, you know, we're maybe at a point where we have to chop stuff.
Any suggestions on that? Suggestion is to leave it.
Yeah, leave it. Can we make a note that like this could be something you, if we need to chop something, you can chop it in half.
We split that in half.
I can highlight it in yellow if you want items that you might want to think about. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go on to the highway Topcon machine control.
I recommend we leave that in the budget. We did half of that project last year. We're looking for the other half of it. So we did the grading bucket last year, and this is the electronic module for the final piece of that custodian.
Okay. Questions? Nope, not seeing any. So let's move on because we got a bunch of other stuff on here. The
exactly
Indian Notch Playscape, that's out in 29. So
it's only 50.
And it's a little bit of money for the time. So let's go on to the Indian Notch storage shed.
I just a side note about the Indian Notch, that Playscape. Would they possibly be able to reuse any of the Playscape parts from BCS, from the BCS
Playscape?
One
of the reasons it's out until 2020.
Oh, okay. Great. Because it would be great to repurpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the reasons it's out until 2020.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Okay. Storage shed at Indian Notch.
John, do you want to talk about the space issues at Indian Notch?
Yeah.
Recreation is looking for space for their supplies. Right now they're kept in our back room, which is it's basically a performing chase. There's enough room for one person to walk down the hallway. And if there's a leak, we have to pull everything out of it to get to it. They also have the kayaks and stuff like that they have now. So they're in serious need of some space.
And there's not enough room to organize it where they're gut no. worked out. So it's really problematic.
So we'll leave that in, then, I'm seeing.
I say yes.
Yeah.
Then next expenses are off in the future. And I'm just saying for the sake of time, I would say, why don't we move down to the senior center accessible minivan? Any questions? That looks like that's going to be purchased. You have money allocated for that already?
Right. We had to, if you remember, Mr. Chairman, we had to allocate that money because we were looking at a grant John, where are we? I had a conversation with Carrie about moving forward with that purchase. Have you guys started that yet?
I haven't heard from her about it.
But that's an allocation from what
the grant perspective.
But we were waiting to see if we got the grant.
Yeah.
And we did not get the grant. So we needed to move forward with the
purchase. Do we need any additional monies?
No, there's no additional request.
Okay.
Right.
Then let's keep going down. Large capacity van for the senior center. That's off next year. Any questions on that? Town hall exterior door replacement.
That's one that should remain in the budget. We should push the money to the following year because that's one we're looking to fund with entitlement funds.
So move the 26,000 from FY 27 to 28.
Yeah.
Questions? I'm not seeing any. So let's go on to the town clerk's vault floor. That's off in the future again. That's like 28,000 and change. So let's continue on down to town hall vehicle.
The 2010, it was recommended last year. I can't not recommend it again this year.
I say we need it
because that was the one that we did some fix up with, but we can't guarantee how long it's going to last.
We really didn't do any fix up on that one. It was functional, but what we decided this year was that we really couldn't afford it. And John and I came up with a plan so that if it dies, it's going to be dead. There's going to be no bringing it back at this point. And you know that it's used by our building department for its field inspections, and they might end up using a different pickup truck every day being borrowed from another department.
Yep.
Or even perhaps the Board of Education. If it dies, we'll make do, but it is in need of replacement.
And our building department doesn't cost us anything to run.
Yeah.
And they're driving off.
They're actually bringing in money above their expenses.
So,
yeah.
We're going to take care of those guys.
All right, next one is air handlers for town hall. That's off in the future, quite far. Let's go look town hall facility expansion. That's the money's being used to look
we
into.
We have exterior painting.
Yeah, you skipped the paint.
Oh, sorry, exterior painting.
Yeah,
we had pushed that off from last year to this year.
Don't want to do it again or not. What's the
it needs to be done.
I know, I'm just saying. It's just
you can leave it. What do you think, John's the...
I wouldn't push it off again.
Okay. Well, thoughts? It is the center of town. It is the town hall. This is a historic area and all that other good stuff. So now, town hall air handlers, facility expansion for the town hall. That's for looking into the future for the town hall.
Yeah, no, they're already currently allocated funds. We're not anticipating more at this moment.
Okay. Then let's skip on down to the Notch Road Municipal Demolition.
So we're gonna recommend reallocating about $100,000 of that money.
Which one? Oh, NRN 41.
So number 41. So reallocate it to other.
It'll end up being a little bit more, but I think we can safely say today that we can reallocate 100,000, which is left over from the project.
So that will be in another spreadsheet that I have. It'll be a minus as we go along, so I can make that change.
All right. So basically, it'll come out of this line and it will go elsewhere.
Not exactly. It'll basically be a decrease in the overall when we get done, will decrease. You'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see if I see. Let's go into the modular office. That is the temporary building on Notch Road.
And that we don't really have a lot of control over.
Because that's a lease.
I will be looking to renegotiate the lease next year.
Okay, then the townwide facility study.
We are going to have money left over there.
So that's another reallocation.
Probably, I think we could safely reallocate 40,000 at this point. project is underway. It's not done, but I think reallocating 40,000 would be appropriate.
Okay. Then we're looking at the Bolton Heritage Trail grant.
We don't need additional funds.
So that's good to go as is. Then Lyman Road Bridge and Building.
I did get an estimate for that engineering, and it's hot off the press. So that total is about $310,000. So we need some additional monies in this budget year for that.
310, so we need another 140.
Right.
Is that in between 45 and 46 or just 45?
What do you,
when you look at Lorraine 45, is about the engineering.
Yeah, there are two different things. One is for engineering, one is the grant match.
Oh, okay.
So 46 is the grant match.
So we pay for the engineering.
Right, we pay for the engineering.
And then we need to bring a match in of 300.
We roughly need another 170 for the grant match.
To get to that 310 you're talking right. about.
So that for the engineering, we already have 170.
And you need
an additional 140.
Okay. So you add 140 in there.
And for the construction, which is the grant match, we already have 170. We need an additional 107.
107?
170.
170.
We had split it over 2 years.
I thought that was in there twice already.
It's two different line items.
Why are those shown as not needing anything additional in the cover sheet?
Because I was not given any sheets. Jim just got this information.
So then we took out 340 up above and we just added back 310.
Well, we took out another 25 too.
Plus another 100 or reallocated.
Yes, we'll have to see how this comes out after Jill does her spreadsheet because it winds up not changing as much.
Right.
Okay, let's look at the last one. Troopers Building exterior painting.
John?
That one we also pushed off last year to this year. We're doing it at the same exact time as the town hall. We're getting a better price, and that paint's chipping off something fierce, too.
Yep. So recommendation, you leave that there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, we're done with the CDC roof, which is off in the future. Oh, yeah, that's the community voice channel.
Yes.
So you need to add a line item for pavilions.
So that's something that we should discuss. You know, part of the exercise for the Parks and Rec allocation that we recently got, that we didn't solicit, we just got it. Thanks to Senator Romp. Some of the information that came out of that is we now have a number, a rough number for bathroom project at Heritage Farm, which is, I want to say, I think it was $810,000. We're looking at potential. What came out of public comment was adding a pavilion at Herrick Park to help with summer programs and other programs that might happen. And we have a pavilion has always been in the master plan for the Heritage Farm. And the two of those together, we believe we could fund for about $250,000. And then we're potentially looking at, in the future, needing some expansion of the Herrick Park facility in order to accommodate changes that look like they're coming down the pike through legislation for our summer program. And we now have an estimate of about $650,000 for those facility changes. So that the conversation as to whether or not these are things that we want to appear in the capital plan, you know, to help us for future planning. And, you know, if there's a grant opportunity that ends up giving us some credibility when we're looking for a grant because it's already an identified project. The Board of Selectmen hasn't had the opportunity to really wrestle with this. And I realize this is the first time that this committee is hearing about some of these things, but there was a lot of good information. I think, you know, Gwen and Mather, I think we're both there at the public informational meeting we had when we were collecting data for this grant, with some really great ideas that had never come forward before. So it's just, you know, not recommending putting anything in the budget, you know, in the current fiscal year or any of those things, but it begs a question as to whether or not we think we should include those projects specifically in our capital plan. And if we think we want to, I can work with Joe between now and the next meeting to get them added to the capital plan.
I would expect we want to add them.
Folks think my own thoughts are they should be added so that we have the visibility, because it is something we have spoken to the public about, that in order to make use of these grant funds, a lot of it, we have to put the money up front and spend it either all at once or in chunks and get reimbursed, you know, as we submit for it.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
So we'll put the dollar values based on the estimates we receive, but we'll put them down the road a little ways, and you guys can move them around when you see them at your next meeting.
Yeah, because right now it's theoretical. It'll look better when we when we get it on a spreadsheet that Jill can play with, and we can move it around.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys ready to move on to Board of Ed? So let's go on to the Board of Education. It's a shorter list, so.
Way cheaper, too. Good job.
Do want to add the one for the two heat pumps. It's on her one of the sheets further down. In with the bonding area, there's replacing of all the heat pumps eventually over at the high school, but there's one right now that is dead, pretty much dead in the water, and one that we've had four service calls on it. I think just Jill and I's signals got crossed.
Yeah, because I know those heat pumps have been an ongoing issue.
So which one, John, is this? What number project?
If you look at David's spreadsheet, Jill, on fiscal year 2027.
I don't have that.
Okay, if you look on the bond, I think it was then.
Yeah.
The 5.2 million for the BH. No, that's wrong one. Sorry about that. Number four.
Yep.
That should be BHS HVAC heat pumps to 49.
Yep.
50,000 of it should be in 2027, hopefully, and then the rest out to bond.
Okay.
The two of them right now are just, they're costing us way too much money to keep them running.
Okay. So I'll add that.
It also sounds there's a reliability issue.
John, you said BCS?
When they do.
BHS.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, they're also installed at the same time.
Yeah.
Scary.
Because I know, because I discussed that. Like, I got a tour of them, and I had that discussion with Kristen Hecht. Nothing is; it hasn't changed, and stuff like that just gets worse if you don't deal with it.
And they're obsolete. They've changed operating systems on them already.
Yep.
As well as doing the same thing.
Which also means you can't upgrade the operating system or the equipment, and then you have just the risk of if it goes down, then that affects the school's ability to be open, depending on when it happens.
Okay. When it always happens at the wrong time.
Yeah. Okay, so we take a look at the capital improvement plan for the Board of Ed. Just go through those items. Start with the HVAC assessment. Number one.
You know, those we just did already because it's mandatory.
Right? Yeah, we're required to do it. You spread it out.
Yeah.
Both buildings.
One thing for the new folks here, because it's a regularly scheduled assessment that you have to do. And so that's why we just put it in here and just It's another one of those, you know, it's coming, so just put a little bit in every year instead of a lot every 5 years or whatever it is. And school floor scrubber, that's off in 28. So let's go down to our next expense. And I'm just looking quickly. It's like if there's an opportunity to spread any of these other costs out because there's some bigger ones coming down in 2031.
Right. Like
again, I don't think we need to do anything about them tonight, but it's just a consideration because you have some that are like 100,000 or so, and they might benefit for being spread out over the next several years instead of all at once 6 years from 5 years from now.
Yeah.
You could probably split the handicap van half this year, half next year if you had to. That's in relatively decent shape and hasn't been used much this year. Not saying that it won't be next year, but at the moment it's.
So that's item 11, John?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, 85,000. So you're suggesting split it so we could do 42.5 this for 27 and 42.5 for 28.
Unless you want to highlight that one in yellow. And make that just cut after the first.
Because it is a small ask overall. Again, what about the pickup truck? Because those are the two big items on this one for next year, the pickup truck and the van.
The pickup truck is a hand-me-down.
The truck was iffy last year, pushing it off to this year.
So then I would recommend splitting the handicap van if we're going to keep the...
So the truck it seems like it's more of you have to, and the van you can get another year, and you could that would be a better one to split.
That'd John. Be my recommendation.
So why don't we just do that and do the 42.5 and 42.5 for the van replacement,
Got
and
it.
Then leave the truck and where it is.
Okay.
And then let's see, going down to the energy management system for center school. That's all taken care of.
Yeah, that's in process now.
Well, you
there might be some left over there.
Well, that was my question. I know the initial project came in a little bit under what we had estimated.
Yeah, I'm expecting around 50,000 left.
Okay.
I'll know more after this weekend, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So then there's another opportunity for reallocating some of the monies. Any other questions on the BOE capital improvement plan? And if not, what is next on here?
So I can show you the, let me stop sharing this. I can show you the what we have in the bonded plan, right? What is in the bonded tab right now. Give me 1 second and I will bring that up for you.
And where the bonding stuff is.
Like the last two sheets.
Correct. And you will have sheets for this.
If they send,
I think the last two sheets are the back.
So this is the what we have right now, the wish list for bonding. We have $236,000 for the engineering for the center school, the roof replacement and masonry. And we also have on the firehouse expansion, there's $35,000 previously allocated, but the rest is what could be possibly the bond totals, which is a lot of money.
Yep, the 15 million.
Correct. And you got to remember that all of our debt doesn't completely get paid until 2032.
2032.
And it's not nearly close to $15 million.
You know, if we were going to get two of those heat pumps, we have 49 of them. So if we're getting two because they're shot, anticipating the other ones are going to go at some point. So John and I had a conversation about, do we put money aside every year to buy a couple, but with 49 of them, we won't have them all. I mean, we won't be able
They'll
to buy
fail before you
them.
report
Exactly.
them.
So that's why we thought that potentially it would be a bond item.
25 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And I think Jill brings up a good point with the size of this bond that, you know, what we're going to retire for bonding expenses is way less than this.
I think it's 12 million.
And so again, that's something to keep, you know, when we start talking about, you know, various projects like town hall and stuff, if people are unhappy with the amount of money that's being spent on various projects now, is something to see, is it going to be tolerable then to add to it? And then that all the new facilities also add to ongoing maintenance costs too. Not debating the need of a new town hall, I'm just pointing out that it's expensive if you want to do it, and it adds to ongoing maintenance. So you'll need a roof for that in 20 or 30 years. You'll need to paint it, if depending on what it's made out of. And the same thing goes for all these other things like gazebos and walkways and so forth. They all have incremental costs associated
And
with
I will
them.
tell you know, you'll get into this a little later on as you move forward into the budget process. But, you know, John and I had a conversation about whether or not this is the year that he needs to add a staff member to his team because of the things that we've been creating and
Yeah,
building.
that's why I'm bringing it
Yeah.
up, because it just
If we decided this year was not the year, but it needs to be.
yeah.
You need to continue to talk about it. It's
Because
important.
we get good deals with the grant monies, because it's monies that we don't have to come up directly. And we all pay for it. It comes out of our state taxes, so it's not like it's free. Some of it comes out of our federal taxes, but it's stuff that we don't directly get taxed again for by, you know, the town.
So what's the BCS HVAC replacement, including the air conditioning? So aren't we doing the, we're just doing the controls on it at this point?
Correct.
There is no HVAC system. That's the problem. Is the
The
second
Bone
floor.
Center School doesn't have HVAC.
Yeah, okay, it doesn't have
It's a
HVAC.
very it's a
Okay.
very limited it's a very limited system.
Yeah, I thought they had a little piece in the front office or
main office, and there's like some window units and some
For the
classrooms.
last several years, they've been renting a portable air conditioner to cool off the second floor.
That was just an item that was left over from last year, and no one changed the title, so that just continued.
Yeah, it just
We
says
changed the dollar
HVAC.
amount.
Right, correct.
Yeah, it just said HVAC replacement, which I thought you were already replacing the heating portion of it, not all the valves, but.
Just the control valves that are failing. We're
Right.
replacing the operating system basically, and then any of the control valves or starters or whatever that are failing along the way.
And you carry those incrementally in your budget?
As
We
far as
just approved $13,000 of those replacements in tonight's AP.
right, okay, and that's just in the
It's a
John's
we
budget,
there's money
yeah.
available in the capital, so those are coming out of the capital right now. But normally they don't fail in math, like they've had a failure in math, which has come to light because of the upgrades to the operating system. And that the operating system's not going to operate when those valves fail. So the decision was made to use some of those funds to replace those failures.
And this number six on that says fire truck.
That's our current
That's
other.
our current one. Okay.
So understanding.
Okay, any questions?
No, I don't know if it, just to give some reference, John and I looked at this, there were a couple items that were on there for a couple of years. One of them was Bolton Center School library renovation and Bolton Center School science lab renovation, and we decided to take those off. Prioritize the ones that are on.
You're looking at the bare bones.
Question on here, items 2 and 4. If I think about the heat pump that's, let's say, in my house, it can do both heat and cool. Is there a benefit to replacing the current heat pumps with the ones that possibly include air conditioning as they start to fail? Or is
The
that not
ones
a
in the high,
possibility?
the ones in a high school are true heat pumps like you have in your house. They heat and cool. What we have at the center school aren't heat pumps there. They're what's in there now. There's air handlers in the school's pretty much broken up in two halves, the old original building and then the 1990 addition. In the 1990 addition, you have about 18 air handlers that bring in fresh air and also provide heat. No cooling except for the library and the main office area. The center's the old section doesn't have air handlers except in the cafeteria, and those are also just to heat and bring in fresh air. The rest of the old section, and then all the class, pretty much all the classrooms have baseboard radiators all the way around. There's when we had the engineer. Oh, go ahead.
No, so should line item 4 be BHS, not BCS?
BHS, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
That
correct.
was
Yeah.
the cause of the confusion. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right,
Thanks,
so the
John.
correction to that on line 4 is it's BHS instead of BCS. Okay.
And
Any other
just so you
questions?
know, that the BHS 49 heat pumps, those are for pretty much the classrooms. You also have two air handle large air handlers that do the garage and the commons, or three of them. One that does the commons, one that does the garage area, and one that does the culinary area. And then there's also energy recovery unit, 9 energy recovery units that aren't on here right now, and we're looking at other ways of hopefully funding those replacements.
Okay. Thanks,
But
John.
just so you're aware of them.
Any further questions? Is it my answer? So I'm looking at our agenda. We've gone through the budget, and I don't see that we're going to possibly act on the budget. We've discussed and we've considered, and we're going to have Jill compile all the discussions. Jill, will you be able to send that out to us before our next meeting? Your changes are.
Yes, I will send it out for the next meeting. Yes.
Okay.
But so before we end this, though, let's make sure that I have everything. So let me, all right, I'm going to stop sharing and then I'm going to share the spreadsheet to make sure that everybody agrees on the changes.
Definitely
Right.
no.
So this is with the changes that were made tonight. And I think pretty much everything is the biggest one was the fire truck.
Yeah.
I think the town ones were pretty simple.
Yeah,
We
we took out
highlighted,
the 10 wheeler.
yep, we highlighted the 85,000 for what could be a change later on. I mean, does anybody see anything that's not correct? We what needed an additional 140 for the engineering part of the Lyman Road Bridge, right, Jim? And then 170 for the construction. And was that was it, correct?
Yep. So what's our
So
total come out to after we did the hokey pokey there?
Three, okay, 15 bucks.
okay, so
It looks like about 110,000 drop, maybe.
yes, because we did push out the
So 100, it's about 140 here.
correct, because we pushed out the plow truck and put in the additionals for Lyman Bridge.
Yep.
Then with the Board of Ed information, does everything look correct there?
Yeah, Bryce.
Yep.
Okay, so right now it's a total of the 1,034,805. Now the reallocation, so we have a couple things. The ADA, John and I went through things. The ADA pads that they had to put it at the high school, that project's complete. So let me pull up that. So the project's complete on the high school garage, the ADA pads. Is the strategic plan, Jim? That one is, we got a bid and we're going to go with that bid, or is there?
It's underway.
Okay, so there's going to be the 6,500 left from that, correct? Because was it 18,500?
I can't see the screen from where I'm at. I can't read everything, but
the fire.
The strategic plan, we had
25.
So there's going to be a little bit. Yes, we went with the low bid.
So we had 25,000 in there. My understanding was 18,500. Correct.
That's right.
We just sent you a copy of the contract.
No, I don't have it. But. We can rework this if we have to.
Yeah, that's close anyway, Jill. We can double check the number.
So just for my understanding and for the other members, we have $237,000 roughly that says for reallocation, and that can be used to offset some of the capital expenses that are on the sheet for the coming fiscal year. Correct.
Correct. If we just go through everything and decide this is correct. Yes. I just put the numbers that Jim said left from the demolition and the, what was the 40? It was another 40,000 I haven't written
and
down.
And the facility study.
Correct. Okay. So
yeah,
that's what we're looking at right now.
Okay. So that would get the 800 and change down to.
No. It's 1,034,000.
It's Board of Ed plus.
Board of Ed plus the two of them.
Correct.
But it brings it down by that. Yeah.
So the total amount's in about 800 and something.
So it's 797,737.
Okay. Which is a big improvement.
That's not horrible.
Right.
No. Right. I think it was spot to be.
Plus the possible 50,000 from the BCS HVAC controls too.
I added that in. Did I? Yeah, right here.
No, I'm saying what the project we're doing right now at the center school.
John. I'm sorry. Yep. Yes, I didn't do that because we talked that you weren't.
Yeah, I'm not positive about it, but I'm hoping.
Correct.
I'm planning for about 50,000.
So that'd be a 747,738.
Not more.
And we think the 1 mil is going to be around 650-ish ballpark.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more.
We might be able to boost to split the radios for 2
million. Or if you get the grant, that's another 50.
Right, or he gets the grant, that's $98,000.
100 grand.
Right.
Yeah.
100, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 90.
Well, this is 98,000. So this is why some of this stuff is, we know more as we get closer to the end of the fiscal year. And this is like the pros and cons when we talk about, can we put a budget out there sooner and vote on it sooner? Because you're going by less accurate information. And you wind up, shortening it anyway, reducing the amount of money anyway, as we learn more about the insurance, we learn more what's left over in the various departments' budgets.
Or you put it out there and they tell you you get the grant the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does happen.
Yes. Yeah, so some of them
are pretty close on a lot of these.
Yeah.
I feel like, we're in pretty good shape.
We're in a way better place starting this year than we did last.
So there's a lot of it the public looks at and they think, we had extra, we're just cutting it out because they're complaining about it and they voted no. But a lot of it is we actually know more after the first referendum just because of the timing of when we have to put the budget out there for them to look at.
But I think when we put the budget out there, do we tell them our story? Like, we're still waiting on X, Y, and Z. That this is why it could change. Like,
here,
have we?
Here are some variables.
Yeah, here are some variables because
we do.
We do.
We do.
Yeah.
That's well, because some people will say, "Well, I don't want to vote until you tell me what that final number is."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, is there a prerogative?
Sure.
And ideally, you would get it done then in maybe two referenda or so, because right. this is what our best guess was now. And then you also, right. we know, so we're not going to approve it. And then this is really what's there. And then that comes down to what do they feel they're getting for the tax, you know, the privilege of living in Bolton plus the, you know, the taxes they pay. And that's, you know, a bunch of individual decisions.
And how have we presented those variables in the past? Like, just because
we'll talk about it at our communication okay. session,
yeah,
discussion on Thursday.
So this is where the point where people think that you leave a bunch of stuff in there so that when they start saying no, you can you have something to take out.
And it's really we just don't right. have the answers.
If we don't have stuff in here to take out, when the time comes it fails, you're going to be cutting the hidden
bone. You have to cut per the charter. You can't add. You have to cut. So you have to yeah. be careful.
Yeah, so we tend to err on the side of caution and come in a little high so that you mm-hmm. can reasonably cut out stuff as you get more information.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because you don't want to go and present low. And then, God, the insurance came back more than we thought. Yeah. It's better to underpromise and overdeliver than the other way around. Any other questions? Because otherwise it's time to adjourn, I think.
I make a motion, we adjourn?
Yes.
So I have a second. Seconded by Melissa. That any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? We're out of here at 8:46. And thank you for your time on a Tuesday night.
Thanks, Jill, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you on Thursday, Ross.
Next.